Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, and of course Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. It is the Republican American Report. And with that being said, good morning, Ruth. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. I'm well. How about you?
Can't complain. We had some power outages in our area last night.
Yeah, that wind and rain just was a torrential.
Yeah, and it came through very quickly and left very quickly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But there's still people without power this morning, but don't worry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'll get it back.
Those of us who don't have the problem can say
The funny thing is, I mentioned this earlier, my generator, I have the generator, and all the lights in my house are controlled because I have them controlled via the internet. They turn on automatically, they turn off automatically, you can dim them, you can change the color, and you can also operate them from your little telephone. Well, whenever the power goes out, because I have a generator, all the lights will go out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then, the minute the generator kicks on, which takes about 5 seconds, if you're sleeping, every light in the house comes on. And that's what happened to me 3 times last night.
Oh, boy. Oh.
And then you got to get up and go manually shut them off.
Shut them all off. Oh, technology.
Well, so whatever you make up the ease of technology for the everyday living, the minute you have a power outage and you're sleeping at night and every single light in the house comes on, it's a terrible way to wake up.
God.
Well, anyways, with that being said.
Are there people still out in our area?
There's a few people, but not many.
Okay.
I think when my power went out this morning at about 3 o'clock, it went out so they could reattach the final things because it was only out for about 5 minutes, and then it came back on. So I'm pretty sure that most everybody is back on by now.
Good. So, COVID continues to make headlines even in our area. High school was closed on Friday. Salisbury Central's upper grades are closed now. Won't be back until after Thanksgiving. And we just waiting for more shoes to drop, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I interviewed Ian Strever this morning, I was going to interview along with Ian, of course, the superintendent, Lisa Carter, but her phone service was knocked out. But a nice interview with Ian, and mentioning how the students and the teachers and all the staff have adapted. It's an important part to have the students in school. And so far, everything's been successful, but I think everybody is waiting for the other shoe to drop. Whether or not it drops, I don't know. But I did something this weekend which got a lot of reaction. I decided to sit down on Saturday morning and go through all the school districts around here,
mm-hmm.
and see what exactly was happening with COVID-19. And really, when I looked at it, I saw the Region 1 update, which you just went over, okay, with Housatonic, and then the Salisbury Central School one. I saw the update on Weebatuck. They have different things that are in effect. The Dover Union Free School District has the same thing. They had a bunch of cases, so they're on remote learning. Pine Plains has not had anything yet, but because everything in Dutchess County is going through the roof and all the schools around them have, they were planning to go back on full school around Thanksgiving. Now that might change. Even in Massachusetts, the DuBois Middle School in Great Barrington sent fifth graders home after students test positive. And when you look at that all in one journal, that's every school. And the Taconic Hill School District also has had COVID.
Yeah,
so it's when you look at it in a big case, it really is incredible. Yeah, really is incredible.
And it's just, we've been through this before, wearing masks, as Lisa Carter says in all her memos, follow protocols, wear masks, wash your hands, social distance, and we see people aren't doing that, and we have outbreaks.
Ian even said that this morning, that the main thing he sent home to parents and grandparents is this has to be a combined effort between the school system and the residents.
Yeah.
And if everybody doesn't do what they need to do on both sides, you're going to have things like this happen.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunate. We still are debating issues of affordable housing. We've had two cases going on, one in Salisbury at the Holly Place. Application was withdrawn this past week, and the Salisbury Housing Committee decided to step back and maybe refine the application, but they will be resubmitting it. And in Falls Village, where the River Road homes were was approved by P&Z, the group opposing it are still looking for ways to overturn it, and now they're asking for a referendum, which First Selectman Henry Todd said the lawyers have said is not appropriate for a planning and zoning case. So they're still out there, but and not resolved in some respects.
You know, in the case in Salisbury, I think that I actually, this is going to get a lot of people probably mad, I actually thought the plan they came up with was a great plan, because it kind of looked like Salisbury's, Lakeview used to look like years ago. But people pointed out, and I agree with them, the change, the traffic's a lot heavier now. Everything's, so that area is more congested now. I think what they'll do is they'll come back with a slightly smaller model. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? If that fills up very quickly, and this is what I don't understand. Three houses away is that affordable housing that was put in by the women's. And that always has a sign for rent out in front of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, when you have that there, and you can slowly, you can probably lower the expectations for having so many, maybe cut it down by three or four apartments. Mm-hmm. You still have two areas of affordable housing, which I don't think many towns in this area can claim.
Yeah. And again, it's needed, especially these days. You see all the time people looking for rentals. People, you know, I see it on Facebook and all these. There is a desperate need for housing that's affordable, particularly now that the house prices are going through the roof. Again, let's hope they can resolve both issues. As far as we had Veterans Day, some celebrations, some were cut back a bit. And we had a COG meeting the other day. It was an interesting meeting in that there's a bill out there or an initiative about desegregate Connecticut, and a lot of the first selectmen were concerned about taking power away from local planning agencies and giving it to the state. And so I think that's going to be one of the big issues during the legislative session this year. And again, we see it all the time here with our planning and zoning commissions, and as we just talked about, the affordable housing. So that's going to be one to follow. And looking ahead, my calendar is not too filled this week, Marshall. I have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night, and we have ABC on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's not that jam packed this week. But once again, we should find out this week who the resident troopers are going to be in Salisbury,
right,
and in North Canaan as well.
Hopefully that will come. And then, on Wednesday, I just got notice the Salisbury Association is going to have a sort of a opening for their new banner in front of Academy Street. And Alice Gustafson, who gave the first donation towards that, is going to be cutting the ribbon, so to speak. And Alice is a beloved Salisbury resident who's, I think she's getting up there.
Oh, yeah. we're all going in that direction.
But she's a lovely lady, and so I think that's a lovely gesture. And then there will be another talk at the Scoville Library. Actually, there's going to be the Make Anne Makepeace is, yep, going to speak on Thursday, talk on her volunteers, first responders, and then there's going to be something on Saturday about women's suffrage. So, as I keep saying, these libraries are just giving out these beautiful talks to keep us stimulated during this time of being quarantined.
And either tomorrow or the next day, we're going to have an interview with Ann about her movie.
About the
volunteers. So
we're, even with pandemic, we still have things to do and things to cover, albeit a little bit less than usual.
All right. Ruth, we will speak to you again next week.
We will, Marshall, and maybe even during the week.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report, here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com. On the web, you'll find Ruth's reports also at rep-am.com on the web.